I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United States government has decisions to make about pressuring countries that persecute people for their faith. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom released its list of 13 countries of particular concern, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
If the State Department, if the president really chose to put some teeth behind this and chose to explore some of the things that the bill allows them to do, it would be interesting to see if the countries would respond more proactively to this designation.
Pray God will work in the hearts of world leaders to allow the gospel to spread in peace. Next, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh wasted no time in swearing in his new government. Voters handed his party the biggest election win in two decades and the opportunity to rebuild after months of violence threatened India's stability. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says that's not the only thing being built.
Bibles for the World was able to send 120,000 gospels in Uriya for Orissa. Reverend Hudaya and his team are distributing them. We need to print at least 500,000 gospels and 200,000 New Testaments.
And lastly, Compassion International recently created a new interactive and fun online game to teach kids about poverty and customs in other countries. Mark Hanlon, Senior Vice President for Compassion International USA, hopes the game, Quest for Compassion, will show kids God's heart for the poor and the power of prayer. Go to our website if you want to introduce your kid to the game or to support Compassion as they influence the next generation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is now offering a copy of the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle with E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand accounts of what God's doing in the Middle East. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.